Welcome to 9-5 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 16th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Apple closed all of its retail stores outside of Greater China on March 13th due to the coronavirus pandemic. And after more than a month of closures, Apple's only store in South Korea is scheduled to reopen to customers at a reduced capacity on April 18th. The Apple store closures were initially planned to last until March 27th, but the evolving global health situation necessitated indefinite closures as Apple assessed the condition in each market on an individual basis. In late March, a memo described the company's staggered approach to reopening only when the time was right. In that memo, Apple had anticipated some stores could begin to reopen in the first half of April. Conditions in the United States have pushed back store reopening timelines until May at the earliest, and regions like Singapore have even seen an uptick in new coronavirus infections following initially successful mitigation. So Apple is choosing to reopen in South Korea only due to the country's adequate response to the crisis. So when Apple's only retail store in South Korea, located in Seoul, reopens on April 18th, the store will focus on Genius Bar appointments and order pickups, and Apple will still encourage customers to do their shopping online. And Apple is also limiting store capacity and reducing store hours from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Again, in the United States, we don't expect any Apple stores to reopen until May at the earliest. In other news, a new report from Bloomberg today says that Apple will be releasing its own brand of over-ear headphones as early as this year. We've heard the rumors of these over-ear headphones for several years now, and it appears like we're finally nearing a release. In the way that AirPods Pro are differentiated from PowerBeats Pro, we can expect something similar for Apple's over-ear headphones to distance them from the Beats lineup of products. For example, one of the best features of AirPods is the auto-pause functionality. Simply remove an earbud and the music stops playing. This ear detection is not available on any of the Beats headphones and would be an obvious differentiator for Apple's over-ear offerings. But Bloomberg says Apple plans to take things a step further in terms of design. According to the report, Apple's headphones will feature magnetically swappable components, allowing users to customize their product for their own style and ergonomics. The ear pads and the headband padding of the headphones attach to the frame magnetically so they can be replaced by the users. This more modular design will allow users to customize their headphones like they do with the Apple Watch. So much like you change your Apple Watch band, you'll also be able to swap the headband of your Apple headphones. And furthermore, the customization of the modular design will mean that the same set of headphones could be convertible from comfort to fitness use and back again. In line with that, the report adds that Apple has been developing at least two variations of the headphones, one using leather fabrics and another with lighter materials more suited to fitness use cases. And with all of this in mind, Bloomberg says we should expect Apple's headphones to debut later this year. But given the current supply chain disruptions caused by COVID-19, release timelines for Apple products that aren't the iPhone are always going to be somewhat more unpredictable. We've also got more details on the new iPhone SE today. While we knew that the iPhone SE features Apple's powerful A13 Bionic processor, new details offer more information on what else is inside. As we've learned over the years, Apple is kind of cagey when it comes to details on new iPhone specifications like RAM and battery capacity. But a new Chinese retailer report today says that the iPhone SE features 3 GB of RAM and an 1800 mAh battery. Apple's official line on battery life in the new iPhone SE is that it lasts about as long as the iPhone 8. And now we know that that makes sense if the iPhone SE has the same 1800 mAh battery as the iPhone 8. Apple's website says that this battery capacity translates to up to 13 hours of offline video playback and up to 8 hours of streaming video. In comparison, the iPhone 11 can last for up to 10 hours for streaming video and 17 hours for offline video playback. And in terms of RAM, the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro feature 4 GB of memory, so the iPhone SE is only slightly inferior with its 3 GB of RAM. As a reminder, the iPhone SE will be available for pre-order starting tomorrow, Friday, April 17th, at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Pricing starts at $399 for the 64GB configuration, but you can upgrade to 128 and 256 as well. To round out today, let's check in with Trevor Doherty for details on some of the hottest Apple deals right now.
Today's best deals over at 9to5 Toys include all of the top iPhone SE pre-order offers. You can get an effectively free iPhone SE if you're willing to trade in a previous generation model or score a $50 gift card with pre-orders. Meanwhile, over at Amazon, Apple's AirPods Pro are $235 in stock and ready to ship. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals at 9to5 Toys. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter under the same name at 9to5 Toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com and follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. We're off tomorrow, but be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of 9to5 Mac Daily.